Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We had an amazing Christmas.
And we pray you did too.
And we pray you did too. And it wasn't because of the gifts we received, but the presence of the Lord.
He just had everything work out, and that's always a blessing.
Being able to spend it with our baby girl, mm-hmm. Zan, mom and dad, 92 and 91.
Wow.
It was a good time.
Mm.
How was your Christmas? Have you ever noticed after the last present is open, the wrapping paper, ribbons, bags, and boxes have been placed in the trash? That we tend to forget the day that is Christmas, or more importantly, why we celebrate in the first place. Today, we don't want us to reflect on the gifts we gave or got, but rather on the gift that is and will continue to be. We feel prompted to ask several questions this week after Christmas, starting today, about our practice of gift giving and receiving. Have you ever given someone a present at Christmas who fully didn't understand the thought and love that went into their gift?
Or perhaps have you ever given someone a present who didn't realize how much their gift cost or what it cost you to give it?
Have you ever given gifts to children or grandchildren who are intrigued by the gift for a short time, only to lose interest without realizing the significant sacrifice you made to bless them?
Have you ever given a gift to someone only to have someone else take credit for your act of kindness?
Yeah, we won't get into that. Have you ever given a gift to someone who didn't even acknowledge what you've done for them?
Or have you ever given gifts to someone who never gives anything in return, ever?
And finally, have you ever given a gift that can improve the quality of someone's life, only to have it ignored? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, then you know how it feels to be ignored, unappreciated, and undervalued. And now you know how God must feel. Things need to change in the lives of most people. You and I need to clearly and frequently remember and thank God for the great things he does for us daily.
Amen. Like woke us up this morning and clothed us in the mind of Christ.
Absolutely.
In Deuteronomy 11, verse 7, Deuteronomy 11, verse 7, New International Version, it says, "But it was your own eyes that saw all these great things the Lord has done." And over in 1 Samuel 12, verse 24, again in the New International Version, it says, "But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. Consider what great things he has done for you." As a family, we need to take a few moments, not just Christmas or Thanksgiving or another season, but every day to thank the Lord God for what he did for us 2,000 years ago with the birth and of our Lord and Savior Jesus. What would we or our lives be even without this incredible sacrificial gift of Jesus? Can we even imagine life without the Lord? I know most of us just can't and go, how do other people even get by? In Luke 8, verse 39 in the New Living Translation, it says this, "Now go back to your family and tell them everything God has done for you." So he went all through the town proclaiming the great things Jesus had done for him. And good examples.
Absolutely. It's especially important to remember and thank God for the great things he's done in our lives during moments or seasons of adversity, because praise brings victory.
Hallelujah.
Let me say that again. Praise brings victory. The God who is leading you out of bondage of debt and lack, the God who saved you from experiencing a financial 911, he is the God of a resurrected life. When all else fails, God never fails.
Psalm 106, verse 21 in the New International Version says, "They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt. As we were preparing this teaching, we were stirred by the powerful reminder of God's love found in Psalm 136. Psalm 136 in the Contemporary English Version of the Bible says it this way: Praise the Lord, He is good. God's love never fails. Praise the God of all gods. God's love never fails. Praise the Lord of lords. God's love never fails. Only God works great miracles. God's love never fails. With wisdom, He made the sky. God's love never fails. The Lord stretched the earth over the ocean. God's love never fails. He made the bright lights in the sky. God's love never fails. He let the sun rule each day. God's love never fails. He lets the moon and the stars rule each night. God's love never fails. God struck down the firstborn in every Egyptian family. God's love never fails. He rescued Israel from Egypt. God's love never fails. God used His great strength and His powerful arm. God's love never fails. He split the Red Sea apart. God's love never fails. The Lord brought Israel safely through the sea. God's love never fails. He destroyed the Egyptian king and his army there. God's love never fails. The Lord led His people through the desert. God's love never fails. Our God defeated mighty kings. God's love never fails. And He killed famous kings. God's love never fails. One of them was Sihon, king of the Amorites. God's love never fails. Another was King Og of Bashan. God's love never fails. God took away their land. God's love never fails. He gave their land to Israel, the people who served Him. God's love never fails. God saw the trouble we were in. God's love never fails. He rescued us from our enemies. God's love never fails. He gives food to all who live. God's love never fails. Praise God in heaven. God's love never fails. When we rejoice about the great things God has done and Israel proclaiming all the things that He had done for them, we get a fuller understanding of the fact that God's love never fails. Wow.
Every Christmas morning, our family, when everybody was home, we'd read the Christmas story. Our children were younger. They planned Christmas plays illustrating the birth of Jesus. Truthfully, our recognition and appreciation of the great things He's done and is doing should never just be confined to the 25th of December. Psalm 126:2 says, "Our mouths will fill with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them." When you pause to acknowledge the greatest gift that was ever given, then something supernatural is released in the spirit. Mountains are moved, obstacles are cleared, roadblocks are cleaned and cleared up, opportunities are open, and miracles are manifested.
In Job 5, verse 9 in the New Living Translation, it says, "He does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles."
Hallelujah. One last thought. We think it's significant that Job 5:9 is writing about great things done in the past, then continues to be expectant of the great things to come. His miracles will never cease, and they're countless.
And this, His love never fails.
That's it. This is an action verse put in the scripture to encourage you. God is waiting for each of us to take a step of faith, to activate His miracle-working power in our lives. How do we loose the power of God? We start by praising Him for the great things He's already done for us, the greatest of which was the best Christmas present that was ever given. In the next 5 days, let's not only thank God for what He's done, but let's begin praising Him for what He's doing and going to do in our lives right now, this very day, and in the days to come. Hebrews 6:14, Message Bible. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless.
Wow.
That's a great scripture to personalize.
Yes.
It really is. He said, I promise that I'll bless Janice with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. I promise that I'll bless James with everything that I have. Bless and bless and bless. I promise, he said, I promise that I'll bless Anita with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. Wow, when God says, I'll bless you with everything I have, that just sounds amazing.
It is.
I wonder how many people are taking God up on this scripture verse right now. Sadly, there are some people who love God with all their hearts, but they, quote, they think, end quote, when the scripture says God will bless, it refers only to eternal life, the sweet by and by. But that's not what the scripture says. For instance, in Strong's Concordance, the word bless that's found in Hebrews 6:14 is the Greek word G21:27. G21:27. And it means to cause to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God. We're talking about being blessed, prospered, and favored of God right here, right now.
Honey, you know, as we, of course, approach the beginning of the year, and I think a lot of times it's easy to just kind of get bogged down, but we, you know, we want to look forward, but we look around at circumstances. Now is a great time to go focusing in on what it is that the Word of God says, like you said, bless and bless and bless, taking our eyes off of what's going on around us, but looking forward and having our eyes on the goal of the Word of God and not allowing the things that could bring us down to take us down.
That's
true. Because God's Word never fails.
Never does, never has, never will. So let's just give him praise for all the great things he's done and is doing.
Amen.
In our lives.
We got a letter coming to you if you haven't already gotten it.
Absolutely.
Confessions, starting out 2020, the year that lends itself to insight.
Yes, it does. 2020 vision will cause you to thrive in 2020. God gave me 7 confessions, one for us to use each of the first 7 days of the year. We sent a letter out. If you don't have the letter, then send an email to herald@heraldherring.com, herald@heraldherring.com, and we'll send it to you so you can get these confessions.
Amen.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.